Welcome to the NLP Talks podcast, bringing you inspirational stories along with a good dose of potentially life-changing NLP strategies. I'm Laura Evans, multi-award-winning NLP trainer, and I'm on a mission to help you unleash your potential in business and life. I'm so glad you're here. Pull up a chair, listen in, and let's get started on revealing more about this transformational NLP toolkit. Hey, how you doing? I hope you're safe and well. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the NLP Talks podcast. I am Laura, I'm your host and lead NLP trainer here at Unleash Your Potential. And it is my pleasure to introduce you to today's guest, Yvonne Pritchard. Now, Yvonne Pritchard had been a senior manager in sales and marketing for several years, and a few life events led her to feeling like she had a hole, something that she wasn't prepared to live with for the rest of her life. She sought out help, eventually found NLP, drove 2 hours to come and hear me speak, and then did her NLP training and is now a mindset, motivation, and confidence coach. Yvonne says that NLP literally changed her life personally and professionally. She absolutely loves sharing her passion for NLP and timeline therapy, which you're going to hear all about. And she loves helping other people change their life. You're going to hear how she's evolved as a coach, how she was earning coaching money within a few weeks of completing her certifications. She now has built a global coaching business, helping people from Australia to Switzerland and Singapore and everything in the middle, and now specializes helping small business owners. Because for her, there is both the impact for the client personally, but also the business benefit. I will warn you, there is one swear word that we use a couple of times in the episode. So hashtag warning for little ears that might be around. But let's go over to Yvonne as she starts to talk about what life was like for her pre-NLP.
My life has always been very hectic. I've been on this treadmill and it just keeps going and going and going, like most people, I think. But back probably about 8 years ago now, I just hit a wall. But I was really confused because I went to the doctor and they said, you've got depression. I'm like, no. Nothing major's happened to me. You know, for me, anybody who's is diagnosed with depression, you know, there's a big event, but there wasn't. There was just lots of little events. And I now know that, yes, that can lead to depression as well. So I wasn't in a great place. And they put me on tablets and sent me off to get some CBT. And it just, I don't know, it didn't work for me, but I pulled myself out of it. And I best way to describe myself was I was existing. And I just felt like I had this hole in my stomach and I couldn't fill it. Whatever I tried to do, just it was there. And I changed jobs, that didn't work. I just felt, is this it? And that was it. Is this it? Because if this is life, it's pretty rubbish. And I'm not sure if I want it anymore. And then my job was not great. I wasn't very happy at all there. And I made the decision to quit. And I quit without having anywhere else to go because I just didn't know what I wanted to do anymore. It was like, I've had enough. Now, we had some personal family issues. My mother-in-law was diagnosed with dementia. So I needed to be around to help and support her. So I took a sabbatical to work out what I wanted to do because at the time I was 46 or something. And I'm looking at it thinking, oh my God, I've got another like 20 odd years of work. I can't be miserable. So, and somebody had mentioned coaching to me before. And as part of the role that I did, you know, I mentored and I coached. So I downloaded the £20, you know, coaching thing from the internet. Don't bother.
Oh my God. We'll talk about that later.
It was awful. I also went to do a trial day for a company up in London. And literally the way that they taught you how to coach is you sit there and you listen and you ask questions and then you keep asking questions until the client comes to the decision of what they need to do. I was like, well, I knew what they need to do 5 minutes into conversation. Why am I sitting? And I thought, I can't do that. I cannot sit and charge somebody for a session where actually they got nothing out of it. It just didn't sit with me. And this is when somebody then said, have you looked at NLP? And I'm like, what? So a bit of a look and I found yourself, Laura. So for any people that don't know me, I live between Reading and Basingstoke and Laura's in Cardiff. So I made the decision to drive down to Bridgend, actually, to listen to Laura do a presentation in the morning.
I'd forgotten all about that. Look, yes, you came all the way to the talk.
I did. So got there, still didn't really know what NLP was, but Laura did a presentation. She's talking about how to manage staff. And it was very basic. Well, for me, it's not basic, but it's basic things that had a massive impact. It's like, you know, make sure that if you're talking to somebody, you come to their level. And if they're sitting, you sit. Talk to them in the way that they want to be talked to, not the way that you want to be talked to. I'm thinking, oh, God, this is incredible. And if my boss actually used these techniques, I may not have left. So anyway, so I signed up there and then in September 2018. And then in November 2018, I rocked up to Cardiff. I'd made the decision to completely immerse myself in the process. So I stayed there for 11 days because I didn't want outside, you know, mum, wife, you know, things to just take me away from this, from a training that I was committed to. And it was the best thing I ever did. It was mind-blowing, to be honest with you. So yeah, that was me before NLP.
Wow. I'd totally forgotten you'd come all the way to Cardiff to Bridgend to hear me speak. Because I remember us exchanging a couple of messages. I remember saying to Lynn, who, for those of you that on the podcast haven't heard, Lynn's our operations manager, saying this lady's coming all the way over the bridge to come and hear me speak. And I hope I do a good job and all of that stuff. And amazing. And I think it's interesting, isn't it, how, you know, different things come across our path. You know, whether people believe in the universe, luck, synchronicity, whatever we want to call it. I do think NLP has a habit of finding people when it's the right time for them, you know, and I'm so glad that, you know, you were able to come and join us and come and do the courses, which is so exciting. So thank you for sharing your story, because I think it's important for people to understand the context within which we go on to talk about NLP, because, you know, it's that your experience and your life that informs your experience, but also how you go on to help other people. You know, like you said, you know, life got to the point where it couldn't carry on the way it was and you were looking for something different. And, you know, thankfully you found NLP. Now, I can't wait to talk about what you've been doing since. We'll come on to that. I have to like hold myself in and rein myself in because I'm just like, come on, let's get going. But so for those people that have never, experienced an NLP training, I just want to talk very briefly. You mentioned there about, doing training online. And I will come on to talk about your experience with us very shortly. But I am very aware that since the pandemic, when we were recording this in August 2021, for those that hear this in a few years to come, you know, so doing stuff online, doing courses online has become very popular. I have always said my standards are too high. I want to deliver quality training. I want people to be able to actually do this stuff. And I absolutely, adamantly believe that certified NLP training should never be delivered online. And I've been very public about that view publicly. Intro stuff, yes, absolutely, but not certified courses. And you mentioned there, obviously, that, you know, online training is something that perhaps you maybe looked at very briefly. I'm just wondering if, Yvonne, for the benefit of our audience, like, what's your view on doing these kind of certified NLP practitioner and so on courses online versus in person? Like, what's your view?
You cannot do it online. It's as simple as that. Every technique that I use on my clients, I have experienced firsthand in the training room under your guidance, Laura. So, you know, it's what we're doing is really powerful. And in the wrong hands, like anything in the wrong hands, you know, it could end up causing people real issues. You know, we're dealing with the brain here. You know, it's not less, you know, nothing wrong. I couldn't pay anybody's sales, but we're dealing with your memory, your mind, your memory, and your brain. So therefore, for me, anybody that looks at doing something online, don't. Because A, it's a waste of money. B, you will not get the experience that you need to get. You certainly will not be able to try the techniques out on each other in a safe environment. And therefore, you won't get the benefit of it. You know, for me, the first 11 days was probably the best personal development I ever had in my life, because I had it all. Do you know what I mean? It's like I have been NLP'd to the hilt. So, and that's why I can talk about it with such passion and conviction. So if you are thinking about doing NLP, you need to do it face to face with somebody who is an expert, certified, and actually with lots and lots of good reviews. And, you know, I went to Laura, I drove to Cardiff and stayed there because I wanted to get the best. And that's what I had, because, you know, there's so many coaches out there that have got no qualifications, because you don't need to, unfortunately. Whereas if somebody turned to me and said, where have you trained? What qualifications have you got? Well, actually, as far as I'm concerned, I have the best qualifications. Period. So if you're going to do it, invest wisely, because it will come back and bite you if you don't. And you don't want that. Definitely not.
No, exactly. Exactly. And I always think, again, you know, well, I'm going to come on to your experience. But for me, I think it's incumbent upon us as individuals to make sure we're adequately trained. Like you say, if we're going to go out there helping other people, I think it's really naive to think that you can sit at home on your own in your office like we are today, on your own, listening to either pre-recorded training or even if it's live training, because I've got no one to practice on. You know, it's ludicrous. You know, I remember we had an inquiry a couple of weeks ago from someone going, oh, we're weighing up doing your NLP practitioner course, Laura, but there's also an NLP practitioner course on which I can do for $7. Why should we do it with you? And I'm just like, right, where do I start? So yeah. Anyway, thank you for sharing your view on that, because I know, like me, you've got quite a strong view on
it. I have.
So let's talk about your NLP experience. So that very first 11 days of training, which you did, just for the benefit of everybody that's listening, like, could you just give them a little insight into kind of maybe how you felt walking in on day one, having booked this thing, knowing a little bit, but maybe not a lot. So how that felt walking in on day one, through to how it felt at the end. But I think it's also useful to share kind of, were there any pivotal moments for you, any particular techniques that you thought, wow, that's what hooked me. That is what proved to me beyond doubt that this was the toolkit for me.
Yeah. So first of all, before you even get to the training room, you get a folder and audio files that you need to listen to, because you've got to do the pre-course study, which I did and I passed. However, having done all of that, I really didn't have a clue what was coming at me. I really didn't. It was just, I'm doing this. All right, fine. I don't know what this is all about. So I was actually quite excited. And, you know, when I came to see you, Laura, I was actually in a pretty good place. You know, I hadn't worked for 6 months, so, you know, I didn't really have that stress on me. And I'm a fairly confident person anyway. So, you know, walking into a room full of people doesn't really bother me. And actually, we were a big group. That's one thing I did look at. Oh my God, there's lots of people here.
But so, yeah, small in comparison to other trainers, because we only ever had a maximum of 18, whereas there are some providers that have 60, 100 people.
Oh, no.
But it is, I grant you, when you're walking in on day one, you see all these faces that you don't know. It's a bit like, ooh.
Yeah. And I never forget. And you know, I took this all the way through, and you will know this into masters as well. You know, one of the first things, and I sat in the front because I thought, I'm here, I'm all in. And one of the things that you said to us was, be selfish, because you're going to get out of this what you put in. But, you know, every technique or everything that we do, you ask for volunteers. So it's like, right, you know, if you want something done, well, you want it done by the best. So it's like, right, okay, I'm going to be selfish, and I'm all in here. So I had a very open mind as well. I think that's really important when you're looking at NLP, because it is a bit strange. So I went in with an open mind thinking, right, okay. So day one, you know, you said yourself is sort of theory based. It's like, okay, fine. And then day two, we did a like to a dislike. And this is the first technique that you're taught. And I looked at, why are we doing this? Because it's got lots of things in it. But anyway, I think it's probably, it was just amazing. So I took bread and turned it into dog poo. That night we went out for dinner in the curry house, and I couldn't even look at naan bread. It was just like, oh, it just made me feel sick. So that for me was like, shit. What is this? This is just a bit bizarre. What's happened here? So that for me was a massive light bulb moment, probably because it was the first technique and it had such a massive impact on me. And then sort of you'd talked about timeline therapy, and in the PRAC course, we get to experience timeline therapy, and then you get taught how to do it in coach, which I was staying for. And that was on the Thursday. So I'm like, okay, this sounds a bit good. I have no idea what it was. And, you know, Laura basically said, it's Domestos for the brain. So we're just going to get rid of all of that baggage that you're carrying with you. All right, this sounds a bit good. So anyway, Thursday, we had timeline therapy. Friday, I woke up and I didn't know where on earth I was. It's like, oh my God, what's happened? And by about Friday afternoon, just things started to settle. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, I just felt shiny, light, new, glowing is the word. And it was just amazing. And yeah, timeline therapy is just my favorite technique. It's probably the technique I deliver the most because it has such a massive impact on people. And it just had a huge impact on me personally. And I say this to everybody who I meet, anybody over the age of 30, I don't care how you're feeling about yourself, should have timeline therapy because we've all got, and remember back at the beginning, I was saying about those little bits of life. We all have that and we keep putting it into our bin and we don't empty it. Empty that bin. And oh my God, it's, you know, I think you said, Laura, it's like taking dirty glasses off and cleaning them and giving them back to somebody. Your life becomes multicolored at this stage. And you know that hole I said I had? It wasn't there anymore. It's just, oh, I've got goose pimples just talking about it. It's just incredible. Yeah, I do love timeline.
Amazing. And I know you're a massive fan because I remember some of the first few clients that you did and you were just so like amazed at what you could do to help people. And yeah. It's just phenomenal. And I think it's interesting, isn't it? How, you know, we all have different experiences. I always say to people, you know, you always get out of the practitioner course, the superficial stuff, if I can call it that, that you come for initially, but you walk away with something so much more profound and so much more beneficial. To your life and your well-being and who you are and what you believe you're capable of and all those things and you know, to hear that in a matter of days, because if you think about it, our practitioner courses start on a Sunday, so you've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 days. So in 6 days, you were gradually doing bits of change work, changing how you were thinking and feeling and things like that. And then Thursday, you have timeline therapy, which you quite rightly say, I do say, and probably shouldn't name them on here. But anyway, it is like the Domestos for the mind. It really is. For those of us that remember the advert back along, including 99.99% of known gems. Anyway, for those listening that know the advert that are based here in the UK, we had an advert that said that. Anyway, it feels very much like that. And to think in 6 days, you went from having that hole inside of you to not having it anymore. 6 days. And if we compare that to other, what I call more traditional people helping methodologies, you know, some kinds of talking therapies that might be out there, that kind of shift in how you felt personally could have taken months, if not years, to achieve. You know, I mean, you mentioned CBT earlier. I've had CBT too. And for some people, there is some benefit. But like you, it wasn't what I needed. No. It didn't do what I needed. And 6 days on a course, and you are feeling like a new woman, lighter and, you know, glowing. And I do remember you did glow. And people that haven't ever been on a practitioner course won't be able to appreciate that. But literally, you see after timeline therapy, people sparkle come back in their eyes, the glow in their skin. Like, oh my God, it's just phenomenal. It is just phenomenal. Now, obviously, after all of that, you went off and started to implement some of these skills that you had learned. And then you later came back and did your master prac courses. So obviously you're sat here today talking to me as a certified master coach, which is hugely exciting. Can you tell us, maybe for the benefit of people listening, like what was it like when you first left that coach course? So it was 11 days and you were like out there raring to go, you know, like where did you start? What did you do? Like how did it go?
It was, so originally my plan was to coach children. So I came home just like, So I finished my course in November. I think it was the middle of November. So just to give you an idea of how quick things move, because honest to God, you're just motivated. You're like a steam train. I set up my business. I had my website up and running and I had 2 paying clients by the 1st of January. So in a month.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. And these are paying clients who basically paid me over £1,000. So it's like, you know, we're not talking, you know, £50 here or there. And I just sat there going, oh, this is so easy. But because I was so focused. These weren't children, by the way. These were women. I did coach some children. I got to a stage where I'm like, oh, you know, it just wasn't for me. I don't have the patience. It's just like, you know what?
Yes, now, also, as you know, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
Huge respect for those that do. Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I use the techniques of my daughters. Don't get me wrong. You know, they think I'm a witch because of some of the stuff that I do, but they're quite happy, you know. But because I'd had success with women, and actually what I found is that the issues they had were very similar to the issues that I'd had. So therefore I could sort of relate to them. So I started coaching women, and I just found, I was targeting women and I was coaching women, but then again, with my background, so I've got a background in technology, sales and marketing. So my network is very male dominated. So what I was finding is that I was also coaching men as well. So, you know, I think it's, I started my own business. I could do what I wanted to do. And with the children, it was like, this doesn't feel right. So I changed. And actually, I've changed again, because what I have found is that the people who I am coaching are very much, as I said at the beginning, they are small business owners. And they come to me because they've got a block in their business life. So we work on that block, which ultimately has a knock-on effect to their personal life anyway. So, and that's, you know, sort of the way that I work. But you know, the benefit of having your own business is that you can actually do what you want. You know, you don't need to stick to one thing. So I didn't. And again, you know, with COVID, I never planned on coaching online. It was all supposed to be face-to-face in between wedding and Basingstoke. COVID came. And obviously, Laura, with your help, because you got us all together as coaches and said, right, this is the techniques you can and can't do on Zoom. This is how you do it. You know, you took us through all of that. My business is now international. You know, I've coached people in Singapore, Australia, Scotland, Switzerland. I actually coached in Welsh last summer, which was lovely. You know, it's just the world is my oyster. There's nothing to stop me. And looking back at it, I probably may have got to a stage at some stage to coach online, but you know, 90% of my business is now online and it works. You know, if you've got business and you're not happy what you're doing, change it. You know, you don't have to stick to it. You're a boss.
No, and that is the beautiful thing, isn't it? Being self-employed. I know we were talking earlier that, you know, we both said we've never worked harder than we work now. But we're doing it on our terms when we want to do it, you know, and you have that flexibility. You know, if I want to work late at night, I work late at night. If I want to have the day off, I have the day off. I've got no one to tell me that I can't do it, you know. But I think it's, you know, as someone's just said on the live stream here, amazing to coach in Welsh. Absolutely. So Yvonne, although she doesn't live in Wales anymore, obviously grew up, well, not obviously, you guys wouldn't have known, but grew up in Wales and therefore speaks Welsh. And I just think it's amazing to be able to help people when you've got these linguistic skills. And I think I think you make a really good point there, Yvonne, which is, I think people should never be afraid to evolve in whatever they're doing. Now, whether that's a senior manager, as you were in an organization, or whether that's in your own business, if you're a small business owner. But I think you should never stand still and you should always evolve. And, you know, and I think the fact that you evolved from, you know, wanting to absolutely make a difference for children, realizing that probably wasn't right for you, then evolving into helping women, and then realizing that actually what really lights your fire and where you really have a passion is to help people that are small business owners. And I think, you know, those of you that follow the podcast may have heard me talk about the five principles to success. And if you've never heard me talk about the five principles to success, then check out the description below this podcast. I'll put a link to a document I created about the five principles and also a YouTube video. But the thing is, one of the principles to success is pay attention to what you're doing. And if it's not working, do something different. Mm. And I think far too many coaches go, well, I want to be this kind of coach and I'm just going to push hard, push hard, push hard, push hard. And aren't brave enough to sit back and go, actually, if this is not giving me fulfillment, if this is not actually where my passion is, or for whatever reason, this is not working because of my lifestyle. I mean, you've got two beautiful girls, you know, like whatever, if it's not working, you've got to do something different. And I think you make such a good point you know, and now you're on your evolution as a coach yourself, and now you've landed upon the kind of people that you want to help. And
yeah.
And like you, I always decided when I first started, I want to do this face to face, you know, and, you know, the pandemic, don't get me wrong, it's affected us all in all sorts of ways. But actually, it's not all negative, because as you quite rightly say, you know, had the pandemic not happened, you and I would never have been forced in a way to adapt, to actually pivot to help online. And look at you now, helping people internationally in Australia and Switzerland and all of these wonderful places, and now have a truly global coaching business, which wouldn't possibly not have happened had COVID not happened. So I think you're absolutely right to point out the positives that sometimes come from adversity when we're forced to act differently. I just think that's a couple of really good nuggets there to help people.
Yeah, I think also, you know, NLP is all about, you know, it's listening to your unconscious mind, isn't it? And we all talk about gut, you know, it's a gut feeling. You know, I turn to my clients and I say, does it feel right? And if they go no, I go, well, change it then. You can change it. This is your life. You lead it. And I sort of thought, I need to live by those principles. I can't tell my clients that if I'm sat going, it doesn't feel right. But, you know, I said I was going to do it. And I thought, no. And this is the other thing. I walk the walk, I talk the talk. You know, I don't, you know, coach clients and then go and do something completely different. It's no, you know, it's like, and I actually find sometimes when I'm coaching clients, they will say something and I'm like, oh, that's really good. So you've got to be authentic. And I think that's the whole point. Listen to your gut. Gosh, it's so powerful. And again, you know, I listen to my unconscious mind a lot. It's quieted down quite a lot. But again, it's just there and you need to listen to it. We don't. We're so busy, we don't stop and we don't give ourselves time to reflect and then to actually make the necessary changes. So yeah, for me, it's really important.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So I've put it off for long enough that, oh my God, I just looked at the time.
I know.
Right. So we said this before we started, Yvonne and I just said, look, we could sit here and chat for hours and we'd still have plenty more to talk about. So Yvonne, I want to start to talk about the people that you now help.
Yeah.
And some of the ways in which you have helped people. Now, as a successful businesswoman yourself, you benefited massively from getting this internal self-talk under control and filling in that hole you had and all of that transformation. I know from my experiences of dealing with small business owners, and obviously I'm sure you feel the same, that there are a lot of really talented, successful business owners that are out there that get stuck, that get hit a plateau, that just wonder kind of like, how do I break through to the next phase? And 9 times out of 10, it's not to do with lack of skill with the actual technical element of their business. It's 9 times out of 10 to do with their mindset, their motivation, their confidence and all of those things. And I know that's an area you now specialize in, you know, self-talk and all of that stuff. So just give everybody a bit of an insight, if you would. Like, so how did you land up on being the mindset, motivation and confidence coach for small business owners? And what does that really mean for you?
Yeah. So what I found, and, you know, anybody that follows Tony Robbins, you know, he'll say that success is 80% down to mindset. And it really is. And the reason why I landed on it, Laura, is because that's how I felt. I was talking to my husband last summer and I said, I don't know how anybody who's got a business and who hasn't had NLP actually, you know, keep moving and can keep being motivated, because this self-talk is a nightmare. And I think what happens is when you start a business, you know, you're sort of running on adrenaline a bit and, you know, and you're trying stuff and it works. And it doesn't surprise me that so many businesses go out of business between sort of the year 2 and year 5, because it gets really tough. And also, you know, things don't seem to work the way that they did in year 1 and 2. And they just start to doubt themselves. And as soon as you start to doubt yourself, that's where the issues really start, because you haven't changed as a person. Your skill set hasn't changed. If anything, it's probably better than it was, but you've just let your mind go on and on and on and on. So, you know, what I tend to do is, and thank you, down to you, we start with a shit list.
Yeah, always a good place to start.
Yeah, everything that they want to change in their life. It could be something really small to something really big. And then, you know, we work through the shit list, and normally out of a list of, I don't know, lots and lots and lots, there may be 5 or 6 major things. And then we just look at them, and it's just, and you know, with the techniques that you've taught me, and also some stuff that's not NLP based, but it's stuff that they can do at home, you know, so that they can work on themselves. Because that's the other thing with coaching, you've got to do homework. And I tell people that it's like, you know, yes, I can help, and I've sort of got a magic wand, but you also need to put in the time and effort. And once people get that, you can just see them, you know, they change in front of my eyes. And it's just, sometimes the hardest thing is finding what that block is. And you find the block, because again, we always say, you know, the presenting problem isn't the problem. And it is literally like peeling an onion. You know, the client will turn up and they'll go, oh, I've got issues with confidence. And then you start to peel that onion. Actually, it's got nothing to do with confidence. It's sort of something completely different. And it's like, okay, we can deal with that. So actually having that flexibility as well is great. So it's just listening to the client, getting them to tell me everything that's wrong, even if it's not relevant, and then dealing with it. However, all of my small business clients, they all get timeline therapy because it's the technique that actually changes people's lives. Because how can you be successful, or how can you move when you've still got baggage from your past holding you back? So, you know, it's like it helps them. It shifts so many blocks in one session, and actually it frees people up and they just go, ah, oh. And then they're just flying. You know, they leave you, they've got a smile on their face. I always, always, always follow up within 2 or 3 days. I go, how you doing? And I tell you what, every time people come back, oh my God, yes, I am flying. I've done this. You know, I've written my business plan. I've got a marketing plan. I've spoken to a social media expert, all of this. And you're like, good. And that's it. You know, that's how I work with people. You know, one person who quit his job, and then 10 days later, he had a brand new job, moved from Singapore to London after having timeline therapy. Amazing. Major, major shifts. And that's what you need.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I think, like, well, I mean, I know what it feels like to me, but just like give people like an inkling, if you like, into what it feels like as a coach, right? So if we compare, a lot of people that listen to our podcast are executive coaches, business coaches, who are using what I call a more traditional skill set of question, and it can take a while to tease out the problem, and it's quite time consuming. You know, it can be heavy going at times. So if we've got that kind of style of coaching on the one hand, and this much faster, more transformational coaching on the other hand. Mm. Like, just give people a snippet of what it feels like for you as a coach when you're able to deliver that much change in such a short period of time. All right, it's a day's work, but it, relatively speaking, a day's nothing. Yeah. So what does it feel like to you?
Do you know what? That's why I love my job, and that's why I'm so passionate. It's like, people, you can see people changing in front of my eyes. You know, it's like people start to smile. They sit up straighter. It's bizarre. But, you know, I want everybody to feel like I do. And I know that they can. So it's a bit like, just let me help you, please. And I sometimes think that people forget we're only on this planet once. And actually, if you're miserable, what's the point? Particularly as it is something that, you know, they can experience that will get rid of that, you know, miserable feeling. And it's just incredible. Suppose you're just like, I don't know, it's proud is how I feel. Really proud, really happy for them, actually, that they've made this commitment and that they're seeing huge results, you know, as you say, within, you know, a day together. And they're just 2 or 3 days later, they're just like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's a new lease of life. That's the only way I can describe it. It's being reborn. It's incredible. And it's quick. And I don't need to know, you know, that you had a horrible childhood and this and that and the other happened. We don't need to know that. So actually, it's not painful. It's not painful at all. And I try and make it as fun as I can. You know, I do sing Let It Go quite a lot. We laugh. We do laugh. And I say to my clients, you know, we will laugh. We will have fun. Okay, we're getting rid of 5 big emotions here. But actually, we're going to have some fun whilst we do it. And that's the whole point. You know, I think people are scared. You know, they think of therapy and they're scared of it because they're like, oh, I'm going to have to talk about how I feel. Oh, I'm not sure about that. So they don't do it. Actually, with NLP, you don't. It's like, right, What do we need to get rid of? What's the emotion? What's the blocker? Let's just get rid of it. I don't need to know, you know, your private life, unless you want to tell me. And I will listen for a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you're right. You know, so for those that maybe listen to the podcast and aren't familiar with timeline therapy, go back to, I think it's series 2. There's a whole episode I did about timeline therapy. And if you've listened to many of the episodes, you'll hear many of our coaches have talked all about how amazing they think this toolkit is. But I think you're right, Yvonne. I think when you say to people, you know, we know that we call the big 5 emotions. So anger, sadness, hurt, fear, and guilt. So these are the 5 big negative emotions that we first principally help people to release using timeline therapy. And I think as soon as you mention those big 5 negative emotions, people start going, oh my goodness, this is going to be like difficult because there's a lot of anger there, or I feel really guilty, or there's a lot of sadness in my past. And oh my goodness, how can we do this in a comfortable way? And like you say, as soon as you reassure people that NLP is content free, I only need to know enough to be able to help you find the nub of the problem. Then we're going to get rid of it. We're going to deal with it. I had a woman the other day say to me, yeah, but you're not going to get rid of my memories. Like, you're not going to make me an emotionless human being. It's like, absolutely not. You know, the key thing with NLP and particularly timeline therapy is getting rid of inappropriate and unwarranted baggage and negative emotions from the past, leaving you free to live your life today for the way that you want. You know, and you're right. As soon as you start explaining to people what it's actually really all about, and you can see their shoulders drop, can't you? Because they start going, oh, right. And then when we say, well, we're going to start having a bit of fun while we're doing it, and I can see people's eyes go, they're big emotions, and you say we're going to have a bit of fun while we're doing it, and I don't have to tell you everything. You know, and then you get, like you say, at the end of it, you know, that wonderful feeling for them and for yourself. You know, to think about some of the jobs you and I have done in previous lives, if you like, as in earlier in our lives, you know, I can't say anything else is even close to the joy and pleasure that I get from helping people. I guess you feel the same way.
Yeah. Definitely. And I know it's going to sound ridiculous, but I know that's why I'm on this planet. I have found my passion, my calling, if you want to call it. So, you know, this is why I'm here. And because I believe that with my whole heart, it's like, I can help people. And then it's like, I wish I'd found NLP years ago, but as you say, I probably wasn't ready for it then, but I've got 20 more years and more, you know, it's just like, I don't need to retire from NLP. It's there forever. And yeah, and I am just so, so passionate about it. It's just incredible. It's just like everybody needs NLP. End of.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Right. So I want to talk more. Again, I'm conscious of the time. I want to talk more about your business, not your business coaching, because you don't call it that, but the coaching you do with business owners.
Yes.
Because I think people are going to be really interested, because I think earlier on the podcast, you hit onto a really good thing around, you know, whilst you could have helped children, whilst you could have helped women, and they're all, you know, absolutely noble callings for those people that want to work in that space. Mm. For you, it was all about the business community and wanting to help small businesses because of the impact that you could have for them personally and for their business, because most business owners become a bottleneck in their business and they are the ones that hold their business back. And you know, that's well documented, you know, anywhere on the web you go to look. So I'm wondering, you know, whether there is an example of a small business owner that you have helped, you know, to really kind of unleash their potential, as I would call it, but to really make that business impact because you help them with their mindset and their motivation. Is there, I don't want you to obviously divulge any names.
Yeah,
or anything, but I'd love you to tell everybody some examples.
Yeah, so there's a couple of examples and I won't name them. You know, one person who I coached, coaching for over a year now, on and off, because I don't believe in coaching people for a year. You don't need it with NLP. And to begin with, he was actually employed and he wasn't very happy where he was. And we did some coaching and he got to a stage where he thought, I'm done with this. Probably a bit like me. I'm done with this. So he quit his job and then he went off and he started his own business. So that was back in October last year. And we kept in touch. And then probably about 2 or 3 months ago, you know, I was still chatting away to him. We'd always talked about timeline therapy. And then so I was chatting away to him, said, how's it going? He's going really well. He said, but I just, that initial boost I had, he said, he's just sort of a bit flat at the minute. And I went, right. I said, you know what you need, don't you? And he went, yes. I said, right, look, we can now get together. So I did timeline therapy with him. We actually did quite a lot. We did quite a bit on trauma as well because of some of the stuff in his past and limiting beliefs we got rid of as well. But we did the timeline therapy. And he's literally gone, right. And the example, as I said earlier, you know, he's now writing business plans and marketing plans, and he's, you know, the business was doing this. It was all right, but it was about to dip because he just wasn't feeling it. I think he was just exhausted, because when you set your own business, it's hard work. So he's exhausted. So then it's just done this again. And he's found his mojo. That's really important. You know, we all talk about mojo and stuff. He'd lost his mojo. So we found his mojo for him. There's another lady who she's a hairdresser, a very successful hairdresser, but she's thinking, well, I don't want to be doing hairdressing the rest of my life. I can't. My back sore, my feet sore, this, that, and the other. So she has got a brilliant idea of coaching other hairdressers to run their business, but she didn't have the confidence to do so. She's like, oh, I can't do that. And she came to me for confidence and imposter syndrome coaching. So I did some work with her. And, you know, sometimes it's just pointing out the obvious. It's like, you know, you've done this for X amount of time. How many people have, how many hairdressers have you actually coached in your salon? She's like, oh, yes. But that block is there, and it's just removing that block. And she's got a business plan. She's got a 5 and a 10 year plan as well. So she's now working towards those plans, and nothing's stopping her. That's the thing, is we're just removing these blocks, these obstacles that we put there, and they don't need to be there. But to be honest, 9 times out of 10, Laura, they don't know what's stopping them. They just feel stuck, or they've plateaued, and a little bit like, you know, rabbits in headlights. It's like, oh, well, what do I do now? And my job is to find out, okay, what are the blocks, and then just remove them.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think, like, I'm using your last example of that lady, you know, already a successful businesswoman in her own right. You know, it's not that her business was failing or anything else like that, but she was looking to pivot her business into a new direction. You know, she, by the sounds of it, had the skills to do it, as you quite rightly pointed out. She'd been coaching and mentoring hairdressers for years in her salon, but it was her holding herself back, which was the problem.
It was.
I'll never get bored of hearing business owners having those kind of transformations, because so many hugely talented people don't go to the next level in their business, or don't pivot their business, or don't start sideline businesses or whatever, purely because they have got in their own way. Their mindset has stopped them. And she's a great example of, you know, some coaching with you has helped her to see herself differently and enabled her to go, do you know what? I can do this. And not only to sit there, and I think this is another thing, you know, not only sit there and say, yes, I can, you know, a lot of people, will experience the rush of doing personal development and professional development and leave the session going, oh, I'm going to fix the world. But it wasn't that short term. It wasn't just, oh, I'm feeling amazing, I've been to a personal development thing and whoop, whoop for a few days, I'm ready to change the world. Like, this is a long-term plan. She has gone away and taken action. And that's what's important, because it's the action that will drive the results in her business. You know, this isn't just hot air, you know, and I think a lot of people sometimes look at some of this personal development stuff and kind of go, oh, well, it's all just rah-rah-y, you know, like go and spend a day with a coach and, you know, all of that. Like, this has got tangible benefits to her business and her bottom line, the profitability of what she's doing. I just think that's amazing.
And that's why, you know, that the motivation part of what I do, it's not the rah-rah bit, it's the goal setting, it's the action planning. You know, it's, if you're doing timeline, we're definitely sticking a goal in your timeline. So all of that, you know, and maybe motivation isn't the right word for it, but, you know, that's what I do. It's like, you know, you're not going to leave me and not do something, because that's not happening. And that's why, you know, also it's important that there's maybe a week's gap or so between each session, because then it's like, right, what have you done? Because if you haven't done it, then I'm not coaching you. There's a commitment. And this is the whole point. And sometimes, you know, somebody turned to me and said, oh, what kind of coach are you? I said, I am a friendly, fun, firm, but fair coach. Because you're not going to spend your money with me and not see results. That's not happening. And it's as simple as that.
Absolutely. But I think it's true. You know, I think, you know, particularly in a you know, small business community, but at large, you know, what is the point, quite frankly, in investing all this money in yourself if you're not going to see a return on your investment? Like, what's the point? You know, whether that's that you feel different, whether that's it drives your business, whether that is all of a sudden the shackles are taken off and you feel free to do what you need to do. I'm so with you. It's all about the results, which is amazing. I'm just wondering, like, listening obviously to you talk and the wealth of experience that you've now got in this space, if someone was listening to this podcast today and they were like, right, Yvonne, that sounds all well and good, but could you like give me a couple of pearls of wisdom that I could implement right now without, you know, necessarily doing any NLP training or coaching, but give me some pearls of wisdom, some things I could do differently right now that would help me in my life and my business?
Yeah. So the first thing is, write a shit list. Without a shadow of a doubt. If you don't know what's holding you back, you don't know what you can change. So get a clean piece of paper and just literally write everything on it that you want to change. It will scare you, but that's okay. And then you can start looking at it. Some of these things you can do yourself. You know, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, go to the gym or whatever. Do you know what I mean? There's some stuff that you can do. Other stuff might be a little bit bigger. And then you go, okay, well, maybe I do need some help with that. But at least you know what you need some help with. So shit list, definitely. I would do that. I would, you know, there's lots of different techniques out there. I love color breathing. So if you're feeling that, you know, you're a little bit stressed or you're in a negative state, I could do color breathing. So you breathe out the negative emotion and put a color to it, and then breathe in a positive emotion with a different color, and then just push that color all the way inside you. It's changing states, basically. But that's really quite powerful. And quick, of just, you know, if you're in a bad mood and you don't want to be bad mood, just do that. Also, just being self-aware is a big one. It's just, and you know, I went to the gym the other day and I turned around and I said, right, I don't like exercise. I get bored very quickly and I want to see results. And they looked at me and went, oh, you're very self-aware. Well, yes, I am, because I know what I can do and I know what I can't do. So give me a plan that I will stick to. So I think, you know, starting to be very aware of what kind of person you are, you know, it's like some people, I don't know, they don't do planning. So if you then go to somebody and they want you to do these massive plans, you won't do it. So be very aware of what kind of person you are. And when you do go and ask for help, tell the people who you're going to for help. Say, look, you know, don't give me an Excel spreadsheet with 20 million sheets in it, because that's not going to happen. Give me one page. But you need to be honest about yourself. So that to me, sort of, yeah, two of them are quite, you know, practical, and then color breathing is just lovely anyway. So, so they're the three I'd say now, but self-awareness is huge.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And there's so much on my list I still haven't got to, but we're running out of time. So Yvonne, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast and being so transparent about your journey and sharing that and sharing the difference that you now make as a coach. I'm going to fire a few quick fire questions at you, which always comes to all the end of the podcast. She has no idea what I'm about to ask her, because I'm going to just make them up on the hoof myself and ask her. So let's see if we can get some answers out of Yvonne. So Yvonne, what one pearl of wisdom would you give yourself if you were to go back and talk to your 18-year-old self?
Don't change. I was amazing at 18. Don't change. Don't let the shit change you.
I'm with you. Yeah. I got it. What one word would you use to best describe how you feel when you're coaching people?
Proud.
I love it. What one word would you use to describe your experience with us doing your NLP training?
Oh, one word. Life-changing. It's life-changing.
It's one with a hyphen in the middle. It's
fine. Yeah.
I know. Brilliant. Good. And in terms of your future that's ahead of you personally, now you've been through all of this, what's the thing you're most excited about in terms of moving forward?
Changing other people's lives. It's as simple as that. Making everybody feel like I do. It's just, yes, that's it. Yeah.
I love it.
It's so exciting.
I know, right? And we're going to sit here and we're going to be able to do this and help people. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Yvonne, so if people have heard you today and they're going, do you know what? I want a slice of what Yvonne does. I'm a small business owner and I really want to get my mindset, motivation and confidence sorted once and for all. If people want to reach out and speak to you or contact you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Okay, so I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn. So just look up Yvonne Pritchard. I think I'm the only one. But the best way is to email me. So my email address is yvonne@believe. Now that's BEELEEV.co.uk. Go to the website, which is www.believe.co.uk. But just reach out. Find me on social media. I'm all over it. I'm on LinkedIn most days, and the same with Facebook as well. And I just love to chat to anybody who has a block and they just want it removed. And it won't be painful, I promise.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, again, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I know our community of podcast listeners will also thoroughly enjoy this episode. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad we could do it. Thank you also to our amazing listeners that follow our podcast. As this comes out officially on the 8th of September, when you're hearing this on the podcast, I recently found out that we are in the top 1.5% of podcasts globally. That's down to our amazing community of podcast listeners. So thank you for being part of our community. It means so much. And we have very recently hit 19,000 downloads. That puts us right up there for NLP podcasts globally. We were third globally for NLP podcasts. And now we've got 19,000 downloads. I'm sure we'll have gone up the rankings from that. So I just want to say a massive, massive thank you to our podcast community, because without you guys tuning in to listen to these inspirational stories and tips that my guests share, we wouldn't be here without you. So a massive thank you to our podcast community. If you don't already, then feel free to come across to our Facebook groups. If you go onto Facebook and look for NLP Talks Podcast, you'll find the Facebook group there. So come and hang out with us online. And I'll make sure that in the show notes below the podcast, we've put the link to the success principles, which I talked about. And do go on over to our YouTube channel. We've put loads of NLP videos on YouTube. So if you're looking to dip your toe in the water and maybe decide if this Laura Evans is someone you want to train with, then go and find out some bits about me as you go on over to our YouTube channel. If you just go and search Unleash Your Potential NLP, you will find our YouTube videos and you'll see me there giving you some pearls of wisdom. So there we have it, folks. Thank you for tuning in for another amazing episode. I can't wait to bring you the next episode. I think it might be a solo one by me, or it could be another guest. So I will leave that as a surprise for you. But anyway, Yvonne, thank you so much. People that are with us listening, thank you so much. And I will see you all very soon.